Welcome back, everybody, to the Sports Zone. Keith Kelly here with you. We're going to talk some Rockies baseball, AT&T Sportsnet. Jenny Kavnar, kind enough to join us again on the program. Well, what a game last night for the Rockies, from being no-hit through five innings to a walk-off win. Always exciting, but the stars really shined last night for the Rockies, I would say.
Oh, my gosh, they did. And I think, you know, for Charlie Blackman after the game, he said it just felt like this is a game we were supposed to win going in, and you wouldn't have thought that through the first five games. You mentioned it. They couldn't seem to find a hit, but this is a team that at home, they have a lot of confidence right now. They average 10 runs a game, their last home stand. They have the Mets and Phillies coming in. You kind of felt like something was about to break open, and when Nolan hit that three-run home run, you did kind of start to feel that momentum shift towards the Rockies, and then, of course, the big catch by Charlie leading up to the ninth inning dramatics and the chance for a walk-off with, of course, Nolan Arenado due up third. So it was definitely felt like the script that was meant to be last night.
You know, I think we in this profession are always looking for, you know, that turnaround moment. And it's not like the Rockies were fading or anything like that, but that one moment where you say, all right, well, this is meant to be. You know, you look back at last night with that catch and the walk-off win and the way things happened against a team that they probably should beat. Could you point maybe to something like that, as saying this team, you know, is a playoff-bound team now?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think this team's been a playoff-bound team
right
since, you know, May, if you want to point back to how hot they were playing then. But sure, you go month by month, and the only time they finished 500 was July. They need to have a hot August and September. Unfortunately, for the Diamondbacks and the Rockies, it's the Dodgers that have run away with everything. I think they lost three games in all of July to build that really big lead in the National League West. So I think the reality is now, if you're the Diamondbacks and the Rockies, you're competing for home field advantage in a wild card game. As much as you'd like to say you're fighting for a division spot, it's going to take a miracle for the Dodgers to go in slump mode. But I think for the Rockies, you know, just based on the makeup this year with the rookies on the mound, and then you have, you know, the offensive power that you do in your offensive or in your lineup, sometimes these guys are going to go through slumps, and I think we talked about it last time. I didn't imagine them all going through it at the same time. It felt like the offense sputtered on the road at the same time. The rookies were struggling a bit on the mound. So, yeah, you hope they're past that, and you hope a game like last night is kind of something that can vault them into a really hot August.
I don't even think a 2007 type run the Rockies made at the end of the year would be able to catch the Dodgers the way they're playing. It's ridiculous how well they're playing right now.
Oh yeah, they're in a league of their own right now. But that's the beauty of baseball, right? You play 162, and even if the Dodgers go on to win 120, tongue in cheek saying that, you know, it will take a five game series that they have to really prove themselves in the playoffs to continue to advance on. So you just got to get in the dance, so to speak. And for the Rockies right now, and for the Diamondbacks again, that looks like it's going to be that one game. But you want to just play to make sure that you have as much advantage as possible. And for the Rockies, that would be to be able to play that game at home.
Your thoughts on Pat Neshek and Jonathan Lucroy, the additions the Rockies made before the trade deadline?
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I think, you know, Ryan Swoboda and Corey Sullivan talk all the time about if they were to build a team, you'd definitely start with a veteran catcher. And this is no disrespect to Tony Walters, because I think for having a rookie season last year and leading into what he's been able to do this year, he has done a phenomenal job with getting Jonathan Lucroy. You know, they had to make a move, and I think right now they feel more confident going with two veteran catchers who have some postseason experience and who also have handled a lot of pitching staffs. And I think it's just the direction they're going to go. We'll see Tony again probably in September for September call-ups. But I think just Lucroy, the way I've heard about him as a teammate, he knows so many guys on this team. I mean, he played with Mark Reynolds. He played with Gerardo Parr. He played with Ian Desmond. Played in the WBC with McGee and Arenado. And these guys just speak, you know, so much praise about Lucroy and not only what, you know, he does, but the personality that he brings. And that was a big thing for me. When you go out and, you know, make big trades, you got to make sure it's a clubhouse fit. And I think Lucroy is a great clubhouse fit. And same goes for Neshek. You know, I think he fits in that bullpen really well. And he brings just the way his delivery is, he just brings a different look on the mound that the Rockies can add to their bullpen. And the little we've seen of him and the lot I've seen of him the last couple of years is watching him from afar. I covered him with the Padres in 2011. And he's just become such a phenomenal pitcher and a great character guy to have in that bullpen. So I think they're both great additions. You know, unfortunately, Jonathan Lucroy got sick yesterday. Sounds like he had a stomach bug right after batting practice, so he didn't end up starting. He got scratched, but hopefully the Rockies will be able to see him in uniform and performing the next couple of days. And then to be back in the National League, I think, is really big for Lucroy, too. His batting average is only, I think, 242 right now. His power hasn't been there, but I just think he's one of those guys that with a change of scenery, coming to Coors Field, being back in a familiar National League, offensively, I think he can help out this lineup, too.
And there's no substitution for the kind of experience that he brings at all. And again, like you said, no disrespect to either Walters or Hannigan, but you can't replace something like that, or you can't substitute for something like that.
Yeah, you really can't. I mean, experience is what it is. And, you know, even with Neshek, he's been to the playoffs several times. And just to have those feelings and to know what it takes to get there, this is, at the end of the day, a really young clubhouse. I mean, you look around, yeah, you have Mark Reynolds or you have Gerardo Parra, you know, Ian Desmond, some guys that have experienced it a little bit. But you also have guys like Nolan Arenado and Charlie Blackman that have never been to the playoffs, and DJ LeMahieu. And then, you know, you add, of course, the really young pitching staff. It's a mentality to get there. And I think it was a very pivotal point for this team. Once you head into August, you're in uncharted territory for a lot of these guys trying to make a push for that wild card spot and just to get into October and play. And I think those veteran guys that have been there can really help keep that mentality on the right track.
I was just kind of, you know, trolling through Twitter last night, and some of my followers that follow the Rockies, the freak out factor was going up high whenever they saw David Dahl was taken out of a game in AAA. They thought,
the David
it's
Dahl drama last night. Yeah,
the player to be named later or something like that. And I'm like, there's no way they would deal for. I'm not saying Lucroy's a bad David Dahl, Jonathan Lucroy, that doesn't add up. So can you squash any of those rumors? Was it just a precaution thing for him?
Yeah, I think with David, they're just being really careful. I mean, this is a guy that has had some really freak injuries in his career so far. And, you know, when they took him off the disabled list and sent him down there, was to get him some quality playing time and to get him, you know, into some sort of game shape. And I think, again, they just have some limitations with him. You know, Glenn Allen Hill commenting no comment about why he wasn't in the starting lineup probably didn't help in fueling the fire a bit, but we'll get more solid word today. I just, from everything I've heard, it was total precautionary.
I like the no comment because it keeps people guessing, right? You know?
you like the drama.
The drama, yes. Give me drama in my sports because it makes it even more entertaining for me, I think. For the fans, not so much because, like I said, the freak out, they're like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Jenny Kavanagh.
There's a difference between the drama and the freak out.
Yeah, you're true. Yeah, Jenny Kavanagh joining us here in the Sports Zone. So two more with the Mets, three more coming up with the Phillies. You mentioned kind of pivotal, you know, four or five wins here, not out of the question, and maybe get on a little run here to, I don't want to say put pressure on the Dodgers. I think to put any pressure on the Dodgers, you have to get to within, you know, four, five, six games before September,
yeah.
And I don't know if that's going to happen. But at least, you know, keep pace and maybe push ahead in that wild card race, because being at home versus being on the road could be a big deal for that one game playoff.
Yeah, it really could. I mean, I think that's the rhetoric right now is, again, you just want to get there and you want to have that chance to play in the postseason. But the moves that the Rockies made, you know, they're paying money for these guys to come in. They don't want to just play one game. You know, that might be their only option to begin. Obviously, you got to win that game to move on. But, yeah, I think at this point you have to stop worrying about the Dodgers and worry about yourselves. And, you know, the Rockies are going to do that, and they're going to take care of business. But, yeah, there's some teams behind them in the wild card that if they went on a run, they could make a push. But I really just think if the Rockies maintain pace with their win percentage this year and, you know, what they've been able to do and accomplish so far. And again, like I said, you know, a hot August would not hurt them going into September, because you still have 14 games left once you hit September against the Diamondbacks and against the Dodgers. And then, of course, most of those games, except for three in September, all against your division. So if they were going to make a run, that's the time you're going to have to do it. But in the meantime, you're going to have to be really hot in August and hope the Dodgers go on a little bit of a skid.
What is coming up this week with you guys at home in the AT&T Sportsnet pregame shows for the Rockies?
Yeah, well, fans can get to know Pat Neshek and Jonathan Lucroy a little bit more. We'll have sit-downs and one-on-ones with them to – kind of dive into their personalities a bit more. Mark's going to do a fun feature with Neshek for Saturday. It's a baseball card giveaway, and Neshek's a huge baseball card collector, so they're going to have a little bit of fun with that. And then I think that Kyle Freeland and Bud Black are sitting down with Mark so that Kyle can watch some video of Bud Black pitching in the major leagues, because he's so young that he's never seen it.
Jenny, there is a Cheyenne connection down there at Coors Field. A lot of Cheyenne fans were down there with Brandon Nimmo for the Mets, you know, with the big club. I don't think he got in the game yesterday, but a former Cheyenne East football and grad, and played for the post six team up here. So, you know, a lot of Cheyenne folks down there, more than usual anyways.
Oh, yeah, Tracy Ringlesby has his whole bio, so I got the whole lowdown.
Very good. Jenny, thanks.
That's awesome.
Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you at the end of the month. Thank you so much.
Sounds good.